Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. I am your host, Dak. And missing today are my two co-hosts, Randy and Ryan. If you're a first-time listener or a new listener to the show, just to give you a little bit of background about who we are three Disney dads. We love going to Disney. Randy is a house full of boys, and Ryan and I are both girl dads, and so we have a round view of going to the parks and enjoying Disney from different perspectives. Just to give you a little bit of background on me personally, and then I'll let Randy and Ryan introduce themselves as we go throughout the year on the podcast with the show. I'm a huge Disney fan. I've always loved it from the time I was very little on up through, you know, currently. Listen to Disney music on my own as I'm driving around in the car, working out. Love watching Disney shows on my own. It's not uncommon for someone in my family to catch me, you know, watching an old Disney cartoon on Disney Plus or something like that just by myself, because I just absolutely love all things Disney. And then, of course, love going to the parks as often as I can. And so, with Ryan and Randy not being on the show today, I wanted to take a minute. Whenever we can't get together from a scheduling standpoint, we try to do a show on our own so that we can get a weekly show out to all of our listeners. And this week it happened to fall on me that I had some free time. And so we call these our one-shot episodes, where we just take a topic and talk about it on our own. And so I thought I'd give it a shot myself and do this show. And what I thought I'd pose the question is, why do we love Disney so much? If you're a big Disney fan and you go to the parks multiple times a year, what is it about Disney that makes it so appealing? And what is it about Disney that makes you want to keep coming back time after time and year after year? And so that's our topic today, is why do we love Disney as much as we do? And I think for guys, I can tell you, I have a group of guys, you know, and it can be a little bit intimidating to tell them that, you know, I'm a big Disney fan. I love going to Disney. I think generally speaking, I have to be cautious, if you will, on who I can share that information with, because I think it comes off a little bit weird sometimes to people who don't understand, you know, why I would be into Disney as much as I am. And, you know, I have guy buddies that go out and go on golfing trips, go on hunting trips, of course, and just different more quote unquote manly activities. And so when they hear that I like going to Disney World, I like, we take as a podcast and as a group of friends, Randy, Ryan, and I, we take a guy's trip to Disney World. And I think on the surface, a lot of people, when they hear that, they kind of raise an eyebrow and think, really, you three guys, middle-aged dudes going to Disney by yourselves? But we love it. And so I wanted to kind of jump into maybe some of the reasons why that is, like what makes us tick, to explain kind of that Disney fandom that we have. And so I came up with about 10 items that I'd like to kind of run through and discuss. And hopefully this fits you, as if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a Disney fan as well. And so I wonder if some of these items will, you know, touch or strike a nerve with you that helps you relate as to what makes you the Disney fan that you are. So in no particular order, I'll start going through these. And I think for everyone, it's a little bit different, right? Everybody has their own reason or flavor as to why they may or may not like going to a Disney parks. But for me, I think one of my number one reasons that I love going to Disney is the nostalgic value that it brings to me. So as I mentioned earlier, I'm a huge Disney fan. I have been all my life. Grew up, you know, in the 80s and 90s. And so caught Disney at probably one of the most perfect times to catch Disney as far as what they call the Renaissance period, where you're getting movies like The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, you know, one of my favorite cartoons of all times, one of my favorite movies of all time is The Lion King. And so, you know, I'll be honest, the first time we went as a family to Disney, I was very apprehensive. I was very cautious on wanting to go and spending the money that it takes to go to Disney. And man, once I got there, it just, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I just was immediately brought back to my childhood and able to feel some of those emotions and sing some of the songs and just love being at Disney. I think also from a nostalgic standpoint, for a lot of people, the longer you go, the more that nostalgia grows. And what I mean by that is, you know, as a kid, you may have gone to Disney, and now you're going as a parent and you're taking your child or perhaps even a grandchild. And so you want to experience that with them. You want them to pick up that love of the parks and riding on this ride together or doing this activity together. And I think it kind of goes both ways. It just, this circle continues, right? Where as a child, you maybe rode Dumbo with grandma or grandpa or mom and dad. And so it brings a special meaning to you whenever you get back on the Dumbo ride or whatever attraction it is that you're going on. And so it feels that nostalgic need in your life to make that connection. So nostalgia is a huge reason I think a lot of people love going to the parks, is it helps them, you know, tap into that. And I think that that is a good segue into my second reason of why I love going to Disney parks, and that is that you can unapologetically be a kid again at Disney. And what I mean by that is just simply, from the minute you walk in the doors at Disney, there are no judgments, right? Like, full-grown men can put on Mickey ears and sing along to the songs, or at least this full-grown man does. And, you know, in other places, I don't want to say that you can't act like a kid at other places, but Disney just creates an environment that allows you to do that and kind of lower your guard down. I think as dads, we tend to want to put that masculinity wall up and show how gruff or how tough we can be. But Disney allows us to kind of like take off the mom and dad hat and put on the kid hat again and just enjoy being at the parks with your son or your daughter and having a great time with them. And that was, I think, a lot of what Walt's vision was, right? Is he wanted to have a place where parents and kids could enjoy being in the same place together. And so that actually brings me to my number three item on the list, is that Disney has done such a great job of finding something for everyone to enjoy. And so it doesn't matter if you're old or young, if you're whatever your family dynamic is, or whether it's not a family dynamic. It's not just for families. I think there are things for grandpa and grandma to do. I think there are things for, you know, moms and dads to enjoy. And obviously there's things for kids to enjoy. But I mean, if you follow any Disney social media sites, there's a lot of millennials and what I would call young adults that love going to Disney. And I think it's because, again, there is just something that continues to draw us in as Disney fans, whether it's the nostalgia or some of these other things that I'm going to get into, but I think it's just something that taps into our personal psyche that allows us the freedom to be young again. And so Disney has just done such a great job of finding something for everyone to enjoy, whether it's thrill rides, whether it's, you know, more historic documentary type of learning atmospheres. They just do a really, really good job of providing something for everyone to enjoy. I think another thing, so this is reason number four, I think Disney does a really good job of putting you in a bubble where you can forget about the rest of the world. And so what I mean by that is just simply once you walk through those turnstiles and you go into the parks, I think Disney has just done a really good job of creating what they call the Disney bubble, where you are completely engulfed in the Disney story that they're trying to tell you in that moment. And it could be anything from, you know, Star Wars and being in Galaxy's Edge to Toy Story Land, where you're completely surrounded in that Toy Story world. But it just does such a great job of helping you put away your emails, put away your phones. I mean, obviously you can, you know, get wrapped up in that. I think that that's very normal for people to still stay connected to the world while they're on a vacation. What I'm saying is that Disney provides an opportunity for you to be able to put your phone down, put your emails away, and really try to focus in on being there with the people that you love. And they've created the parks in such a way that allows you to do that. And so that leads me to number five, which is Disney provides, or when you're at a Disney park, it provides some great opportunities to have one-on-one moments with those people that you're going to the parks with. A lot of people don't like to wait in lines. A lot of people don't like to, you know, deal with that side of Disney, which obviously is a real side. Whenever you go to any type of theme park or amusement park, you're going to have lines and you're going to wait. But I think what Disney does, again, in creating this bubble, is that it allows you as a parent, as a spouse, as a group of guys going on a guy's trip or a group of ladies going on a girl's trip. Again, it creates this environment where you are just able to have conversations and moments, little moments of fun and laughter and letting your guard down and just, you know, again, when you're in the lines and you're just having conversations that, speaking for myself, I just unfortunately don't take the time to have those one-on-one moments just with life, school, work, commitments, sporting events, all these things that, you know, we busy our lives with. And sure, you can do these on other vacations. I think that that's, you know, obvious. But I think that, again, being in that Disney bubble, you're waiting in a line, you have a moment to speak with your son or your daughter or your wife and just have conversations where the world kind of slows down. You can forget about some of the work things and some of the family obligation things, and it just allows you to have that moment. Or you can, you know, go to get some treat or something like that, and you have a one-on-one moment with your daughter, or you're on a ride with your son, and you just get to share that moment and create that memory. And so I think Disney does an amazing job of doing that. One of the ways, and this will lead us to number six of why we love Disney, is I think one of the ways Disney is able to do this is they're able to tap into all of our senses. So Disney does a really good job of using sight lines and, you know, smells and things that we hear and things that even the things that we touch and experience as we're going on these rides, where I think that's what really separates it from the other amusement parks or even theme parks that are out there, is, you know, the Disney Imagineers that are putting together these lands and areas and attractions and different shows. Their whole focus is to engulf you in the Disney story. And the best way to engulf us into a story is to tap into those, all of our senses, so that we are completely immersed in that story. And I just think Disney does a phenomenal job. When when you're in Star Wars Land, you're not getting in line to just get a regular hot dog. You're getting in line to get some, you know, Star Wars based meal that is going to keep you in the story. When you're in Galaxy's Edge, you're completely surrounded and everything keeps you in that Star Wars story. So you're seeing the Millennium Falcon, you're seeing stormtroopers walking around, you're seeing Kylo Ren. You're just completely in that story. And there's background sounds that are going on that, X-Wing fighters are flying over your head, and just different things that bring in all of your senses. When you're in line, it's not just a regular queue where you're in this barred off line that, you know, loops back and forth and then you finally get on the ride. No, you're completely in the story with props and different items that help tell the story of what you're about to do as you get on that ride. So I think in doing that, in that planning ahead that the Imagineers do, it allows you to, again, let the world fade away. I know I keep going back to this, but it allows the world to fade away. It allows you to have a special moment with that person or group that you're with and just completely forget about your cares and your worries and be able to focus on them and the things you're doing in that moment. I think these all kind of dovetail into each other, but I think this leads to our number 7 item, which is, you know, Disney's obsession and commitment to keeping the parks safe, keeping the parks clean, producing a high quality product for us as the consumer to be able to enjoy, and then keeping the parks new and fresh and updating attractions, keeping them working. You know, yes, obviously there's always going to be construction at a Disney park that's ongoing, but in doing so, what they're doing is they're creating this ever-changing environment. And Walt was very big on this. He said the parks will never be finished as long as he can influence them. And I think his influence is still strong. And that is that, you know, it's constantly updating, right? 5 years ago, 10 years ago, there wasn't a Galaxy's Edge. Now there is. And so that brings in a whole nother group of fan base and people to be able to experience that. They're just not going to let it get stale and old. And, you've rode the Dumbo ride 100 times and that's all you're going to get. They just continue to update, continue to improve, whether it's technology or new rides in and of themselves. And then, of course, one of the best things I think is that, you know, I can't think of another place you can go as a family, as a guys group, as a girls group, where you're going to experience a very safe environment. I have my wife and some of her friends have gone on girls trips to Disney. I can't think as a husband, you know, of a safer place for them to be able to be without the threat of anything happening to a group of ladies that are out trying to have a good time. And my kids, I've talked about this on earlier episodes with the guys, is just, you know, we have 3 teenage daughters. I feel completely safe in putting them on a bus at Disney, sending them back to the hotel room if they're tired and they want to take a break, and them being able to safely go to the bus station, get on a bus, go back to the resort, get to the hotel room, get in the room, be able to relax without any sort of threat or danger. Obviously, danger exists everywhere. Again, I realize, and I'm not so naive to think that things don't happen in Disney parks, but generally speaking, it is a very, very safe place to be as a family and to be able to feel confident that, you know, nothing too bad is going to happen. And so I love that. And I love the cleanliness. I think it's, you know, trained and ingrained into the Disney cast members to keep the parks clean, keep the quality high. And so again, I love that, you know, we've all been to or have experienced, whether it be a state fair or a carnival or some other type of amusement type of entertainment where it's dirty and it's gross and there's trash overflowing and it's just not a great experience, right? And so to be able to go to Disney and have that kind of cleanliness and safety and high quality is just a wonderful experience. And I think that's part of what brings us, keeps us coming back to Disney. And that kind of leads me to number nine. We're getting close here to the full list, but my number nine is that generally speaking, I mean, obviously there's been some things in the news lately of people getting in fights at Disney and just some chaos, but I would say generally speaking, people are just generally happy there. People are generally friendly there. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a line for an attraction and strike up a conversation with a family or a group that's ahead of us or behind us in line. And you would think that we have been lifelong friends. It just is amazing. And it's happened to me over and over and over again where people are just, we're all on the same page when we go there. And so I think because of that, it creates this environment kind of, I mean, not to get all sappy, but kind of where you think, man, this is how great the world could be. Could you imagine a world where we all were kind to each other, where we all were considerate of each other, where we tried to help each other? And if, you know, I've been at Disney where people have been a little bit confused on where they're going and a little bit lost, and seen other people, not cast members, other park goers, stop what they're doing, give directions, give advice, show people how to get from one place to the other. And I just think that that's amazing. And I think it's part of that Disney community of people that are, we're all there. You know, we all have our families there. We're all trying to have a great time. And so it just creates a wonderful environment and atmosphere for you to go to the parks. And so that finally brings us to my number 10 item, which is just the thing that I would say most keeps me coming back to Disney the most is I am always excited to go. There's never been a time where I don't get excited about planning a trip and being able to go to the parks. Doesn't matter whether it's Disney World, Disneyland, we've been to Disney Paris. I'm just always excited about it. I'm always excited when I turn the corner on Main Street and see the castle again. And if I can be completely honest, there's always a little sliver of jealousy in my mind and in my heart whenever I hear of someone else getting to go. And so as long as Disney continues to bring that excitement and that happiness level to me, I'm going to keep going back because I just have not been able to find another source of entertainment or atmosphere that continues to make me feel the joy that I feel when I'm there and enjoy the time with my family. We all seem to enjoy it when we're there. And so it just becomes this perfect little world that we can escape our cares, we can escape our, you know, work commitments and life commitments and school commitments and just unplug and be there as a family with the people that we love. And so I think that that's what keeps me excited. And, you know, I understand that there are other things for other people. Some people get that when they go camping. Some people get that when they go to a ball game or a sporting event of some kind. You know, some people get that when they go skiing together as a family. And I totally get that. And I am happy for you that you get to experience that and have that place as a family. But I really want, for me, it really comes down to being Disney because of some of these other items that I listed out here. Just the combination of these 10 items that I just listed out creates such a great feeling in my heart and such joy between me and my family. So I just love it. You know, and I'm not so naive to not recognize that there's always challenges that come with going to Disney, right? There's financial challenges quite a bit. I mean, there has been several times that I have been at Disney and have experienced what I call spending fatigue, where I am just overwhelmed at some of the costs of things, whether it's the food, whether it's the, you know, Lightning Lane costs or, you know, whatever it is, the cost to stay at the hotels. It can be overwhelming, and I totally recognize that. I think that there are some, a lot of times there are emotional challenges, right? It is not uncommon to see kids, you know, having a meltdown, parents having a meltdown, parents having a meltdown between each other. It happens, right? You take people out of the real world and you put them in this fantasy world and you overstimulate them and oversugar them and all these things, and you know, it's not uncommon for you to put in a lot of walking miles. And so you're physically tired. There's physical challenges that come with being in the parks. And so that creates, it feeds into some of these emotional challenges that may come when you're at the park. So I'm not so naive to think that these things don't exist. They absolutely do. So Disney is not, going to a Disney park is not the perfect experience. I get that. But man, I love it. I just love being there. I love the feeling I get when I'm, you know, when I walk through that turnstile and I go onto Main Street for the first time. I just want to soak it in. And so that's my thoughts for today is just, those are some of the reasons why I love going to Disney. And why it's so special to me, why I'm okay being a little bit of a weird guy that loves Disney and would go on his own if he had the opportunity. And so I want to hear from you guys. Let's hear from you as a listener. What is it about Disney that makes you want to keep going back over and over again? You can give us a like and a follow on all of our social media accounts. We are on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear a review of the show. I'm excited for 2025. I think we have some good episodes lined up, some good guests that we're planning on having on the show. So looking forward to a great podcasting year of 2025, but definitely want to hear from you. Give us a 5-star review when you get the chance on Apple Podcast or any of your other podcast listening stations, and it's great to hear from you all. Have a great day.